Anthony Hicks counts himself lucky. He was 33 when he was released from prison 10 years ago after DNA tests overturned his conviction for the 1991 rape of a Madison woman. He's one of 175 people freed by the National Innocence Project. His family had stood by him during his time in prison and were there to support him when he was released. But Hicks, who now lives in Houston, Texas, says that's not always the case for exonerees, especially those who spend 15 to 20 years in jail before courts confirm their innocence.
Because people come out of prison damaged in a lot of ways, to the point some of them are afraid of, they're just walking up and down the street. You're not really trusting anyone but your loved ones, but even they are not, they can't understand where you've been. But this commission can understand where you've been.
Hicks and nine other wrongfully convicted men have formed a new exoneree commission that plans to act as a spiritual and psychological support group for more recent exonerees. Hicks says this week he began working with a young man released last month after serving 18 years for a rape that DNA tests proved he didn't commit.
Sunday was the first time he had been out the house. He had been out a week. Him and his fiance went to the Olive Garden in Fort Worth. He felt very, he was very paranoid about it. But like I explained to him, one day at a time, every step he takes, he's taking it, we are taking him with him. And I think he's going to be all right.
Hicks says fellow Wisconsin exoneree Stephen Avery might have benefited from the new council if it had been in place when he was released 2 years ago. Avery, who served 18 years for a rape he didn't commit, has been charged in the brutal rape and murder of Teresa Halbach. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.